Welcome to your five for the day. The media and commercial world have long recognized the effectiveness of short, catchy one-liners to publicize their products or causes. It must be 40 years ago since a major electricity company coined the slogan, two words to the unconverted, go electric. Do you remember it? Similarly, showing my age, Esso Petrol had a song with the lines, the Esso sign means happy motoring, call at the Esso sign. Today we see pithy slogans on many white vans. One that caught my wife's eye was that of a local electrician. No power? We can empower you. A friend of mine from Gloucester was on the phone a while ago, quite excited to tell me his story. He was calling in at his local place of worship, when outside he saw a white van belonging to a local builder. He recognized the name of the builder as that of an erstwhile Sunday school scholar. He had been a bundle of trouble growing up and even into his working life. However, in a wonderful way he had become a Christian and his life had changed. He settled down to regular work, and his life took on a new purpose, a new sense of direction, and he established his own business as a respected builder. He was also keen to publicly, yet sensitively, share his faith, and he did so on his van, along with publicizing his work as a builder. With an emphasis on numbers, the phrase on his van read, 1 cross plus 3 nails equals 4 givenness. Did you get it? The phrase focused on the crucifixion of Jesus. One cross was that on which Jesus was crucified. 3 nails were those through his hands and feet. Forgiveness was what he secured for you and me as a result of his crucifixion. That is the sort of slogan I am likely to remember, and possibly so many others as he drives his van in the vicinity where he works and lives. What impressed and challenged me was the fact he wanted to share his faith with as many people as possible. He realized that not too many people go to any place of worship where they can hear this life-changing message, so he was going to take it to them. I wonder if I have such a concern for others as he has. After all, just before Jesus left his disciples, he gave them their marching orders. He told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel, or to put it another way, to make disciples. He didn't tell them to wait in a building for the people to come in, rather for them to go out. Preaching the gospel needn't just be in the form of a sermon from a pulpit. Rather, it means communicating the good news in any way possible. It can be over a cup of coffee in the home or cafe. It can be through the media, be it Five for the Day, or other radio or TV channels. Many countries that are completely closed to the Christian message are being reached through broadcasting channels, through the airwaves, which are able to effectively penetrate the barriers. But why did Jesus want his followers to reach as many as possible with his good news? He knew that as sinners, we all needed the only news that can bring us blessing in this life, and also fit us for eternity spent with him in heaven. This is why Five for the Day exists, so that people like you, listening today, can be reached with this wonderful message. So what about you? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. What a simple message. Don't just remember the words and do nothing about it. Remember the words and act on them. Believe him today. Take him as your Savior today. Know and experience that all-important change today. if you do take that all-important step of faith and experience that change, seek to share the good news with others. Many thanks for listening to Five for the Day. May you know God's blessing in your life.